welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K. as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Welcome. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join. I'm here from South Africa. I'm in Cape Town right now, down at the very tip, Cape of Good Hope, where the Indian Ocean meets the Atlantic Ocean. It's unbelievable here. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Cliffside driving along the coast and mountains, craggy, rocky, raggedy mountain lines and mountain tops, kind of like you're in Utah or Arizona, but you then have the ocean like California's Route 1, Highway 1 together. It's absolutely amazing. And then there's some bases to some of the mountains that are like Ireland, this green pasture-like, even though it's at the base of rock, so it's not totally pasture. It's just absolutely phenomenal. There's whale watching off to the Indian Ocean side. We just drove by that today. It's absolutely beautiful. And in coming to you today, we are going to look at some of the most pressing issues that I hear from everybody I talk to, whether clients or students or friends or associates, colleagues, people I meet, I work with, all over the world. It seems like there is an air of depression, an air of worry about lack, not having enough, as we've talked about before, enough time, enough money. And then darkness, just dark thoughts. And one of the things that we'll be talking about in May in some of the shows with both Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and then Dr. Dane here, his compatriot there that is alongside him out there putting out his form of Access. We're going to be talking a lot about the concept of, I think that they have the quote as high as 98% of the thoughts that we have are not our own, but they're actually what we're absorbing from the environment around us. We are sponges, and there is a couple of different factors that are coming together right now to make us more that way, and it's just the way it is right now on the planet. As the planet has this different vibration to it, it's spiritualizing, believe it or not, as you look at the face of the news and the crisis, but the crisis is happening in the face of these other vibrations, as we've talked before, coming on around the planet with the different geological changes, a different cosmological changes, astrological changes, the different effects on the different planets, the way those gases and magnetic poles are affecting us. So there's a lot of kind of kinetic, wacky energy. And there's also the sense that we need to arm ourselves for this time. And I don't mean as if we're going into battle. I don't mean to phrase it like that. But just there's ways to support ourselves so that we don't have such a tough time. I know that yesterday when I was sitting on the beach meditating in the afternoon, right before the sunset, looking at the surfers, I hadn't eaten as many raw foods and superfoods yesterday as I normally do. My diet's changed a little bit because I'm on the road. I have my core supplements like my spirulina, my Jing herbs, and my Ayurvedic rasayanas. But a lot of the cacao and maca and other superfoods like goji berries that I eat in my smoothie in the morning, I'm not having. And so I noticed yesterday that I was feeling a little bit less energetic. I also know that I've been detoxing emotionally as I've been here and not having as hectic of a pace as I'm used to in the States. So I've been able to kind of tone down the RPM. So I know that that was part of it, but we are what we eat. And so one of the core primary ways that we can affect our state of mind is by what food we put in our bodies. And it doesn't mean don't eat fried food. It doesn't mean get off the high fructose corn syrup. What it means is a different kind of concept, not the diet concept, not the caloric concept, not the weight loss concept, not the three meals a day meat and potatoes concept, not any of the old school conditioning, but just that the more alive, the more vibrant, the less dead the food we put in our bodies, the more alive, the more vibrant we're going to feel. So if you're eating greens that are not iceberg lettuce, if you look at it, that's a very light green. But if you look at the baby greens, little spring mixes that you can get in a regular Publix, a regular grocery store, like an organic spring, baby spring mix, those have deep dark greens. They also have some deep purples and some deep burgundy leaves too. That is what those colors, the vitamins, minerals we need, and a lot of other stuff in there is what makes them those colors, as opposed to iceberg or even romaine, that pale, dull green. So, yeah, we want to go at eating a live food, more vibrant colors. And the more the food has been on the shelf and has needed to be put on the shelf in its transport and then storage so we can go to the store and conveniently buy it, as opposed to growing it ourselves, going out and picking it and then cooking with it, or not cooking with it, but just crunching it up and cutting it up and putting it in a salad bowl, then instead of doing it like it once was done and it's still done in many parts of the world, there's additives put into the food to preserve it so that it can go in that jar or go in that aluminum can or go in that aluminum wrapping and then go on that truck and then go on that plane and then get to that store and then sit on the crates and then get on those shelves. Those things inside the food are preservatives and additives, and they're new chemical combinations that aren't like what used to be used. And if you look at ancient cultures, even in Europe, but in Asia too and down south, there's a thing called fermentation. And the fermentation process is a way to let the food be stored, but it's natural. It's like done in vinegar. Kimchi is an example of it. Fermented tofu or tempeh or miso are all examples of fermented tofu or fermented soy. And they used to ferment in order to make it be okay a couple of days later. That's how we got yogurt, because the Greeks were actually trying to find a way to have their milk products stay. And what happened was there was a curding at the top of the milk the next day. Beans and, what is that, curds and whey? Remember that? Well, whey protein powder, for example, is what is on the top of the milk byproduct process, meaning the milk that we're going to end up with in the jugs to drink is one level of the bucket, if you will. The curds are at the next level, and then the whey is at the top. And they used to take the whey off and just throw it onto the production floor. But then they realized, hey, this is a good source of protein. We could sell this. And they put it into what we know as the powdered whey forms that we go into a sports supplement store and buy. The curds is what we know as cottage cheese or actually yogurt. So this is a natural process to the food. We've gotten so far away in our beautiful days of convenience from the natural form of food. And our soil doesn't have the vitamins and the minerals that it's meant to have, that the food, the vegetables, the grains that are in the bread you eat, the fruit that's coming off the trees that have the roots in the earth, aren't getting the vitamins and the minerals up out of the soil through their roots and into the plant and then into our bellies, which means we're vitamin and mineral deficient. And I am not suggesting go out and take a host of supplements, particularly not Centrum. Those don't even break down in a body. There was a study done on vitamin tablets, and these porta potties were after an event, after people were meant to eat Centrum at this particular event. In the porta potties waste after the event, it was seen the Centrum in the waste, because Centrum doesn't break down the whole full tablet. You really want to go to your whole foods for this. And when we're mineral deficient, we run depressed. Magnesium, for example, even suicidal, which is a common energy, a common feeling. It seems like that I don't believe I'm used to the levels of reports of it, the levels of people saying that they're not necessarily that they're suicidal, but that they're really, really depressed and they had been thinking about suicide, or it's just a darkness, it seems like, on the planet right now. And we've got to do what we can do in order to not tune into the darkness, but instead in order to support ourselves to feel light. So the food is the key way. And the more that you can eat less processed, less packaged food, white flour enriched food, but as close to the natural source as you can, the lighter you're going to feel, the more energy you're going to feel. And when we're low energy, our minds want to get depressed that much more easily. So that's food. We talked about water a couple of shows ago. I guess what we can do is move on to the superfoods, a little bit more of the food. Goji berries are the only food source known to release the human growth hormone in the head. The brain has certain hormones that are commanded to be released when we're growing up. The human growth hormone is what gives us our growth spurt in our teens and childhood. And then it's believed that we go kind of dormant with the human growth hormone. Well, that's not exactly true, but in order to continue to produce levels of the human growth hormone that we want well into our 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, goji berries are the only food source without having to do what athletes used to do for lean muscle mass by injecting the human growth hormone. And now I know there's a bunch of powders and capsules out there of the human growth hormone. So goji berries are really great. They're a little red berry from Asia. Maca from Peru is a really good one to help women balance out their hormones. I'm not necessarily meaning only menopause. I'm meaning if you feel yourself mildly depressed, take some maca powder. You're going to find it at a health food store as powder. It's a tuber, grows in the high Andes of Peru, which, by the way, again, you can go to my blog, healing-balance.com or healing-balance.com. In the Peru trips itinerary is listed there. You can sign up until May 15th. There is a Peruvian shaman leading a summer solstice ceremony in Machu Picchu on summer solstice, and it's June. I don't remember the dates right now, but it's during the summer solstice time. So why don't we go ahead and take a break on that note, and come on back. Okay, bye-bye. We were leading off with Peru and the trip, which you can get off of my blog, healing-balance.com, Peru Summer Solstice Trip. You can see the page there. The cacao bean is really good, too, along with the maca root. And the cacao bean is what you see in the fancier packages of chocolate. It's not milk chocolate. It's a step up from milk chocolate towards the more raw, pure form of cacao. It's like cocoa OA, but it's AO, cacao. And it's a bean grown in Central America, and it goes along with what the Aztecs used to have with the maca. Apparently, the Aztecan warriors, before they went into battle, would eat the cacao. It's a superfood, and it's, I believe, a good heart tonic. We've talked before in the past when George Lamoureux was on from Jing Herbs about the three treasures in the traditional Chinese medicine concept, and one of the treasures is Shen, or the heart, or spirit. The other one is daily qi, and the other one is ancestral qi. And the heart energy is helped by eating cacao as well. So maca and cacao are both really good if you're feeling somewhat depressed. Another good pick-me-up is spirulina. It seems to run light because of the chlorella in it, different than the wheatgrass and barley grass. It's stronger in its chlorella content, and it's also a stronger, higher percentage of protein. And if there's chlorella in it, the chlorophyll is what makes a plant green, and that's what the sun activates. And so the chlorophyll by the sun activating it then becomes makes the plant green. So when the trees turn orange and red and yellow in their leaves in the autumn, that's because they've lost the chlorophyll because the sun is no longer getting to them. So if I'm a person, I also want to have that bright ability to grow. And so spirulina, I know, fixes. Certain clients of mine who need more light running through the system have come to me kind of depressed. I suggest spirulina to them. And it's also actually a good way to cut down on so much sugar in the diet, like carbohydrates kind of sugar, because it takes that edge, that craving off. Spirulina does. Speaking of that, mesquite is a really good superfood that's grown in the desert in the American Southwest. It's a cacti, I believe, and ground up powder is the form you get, again, in the health food store. And that actually is a good blood sugar lowerer. So anybody who has blood sugar concerns, mesquite's a good one to turn to. Not necessarily for so much as a pick-me-up or I don't want to say antidepressant, but a pick-me-up, a light fixator or fixer. So the heavier we eat, like the denser proteins, and the more cheese we eat and the more bread we eat, it depends on the type of bread. If it's a nice, fresh, multigrain bread, then that's not going to be as heavy. But the bleached, enriched white flour is actually not supposed to be white. It's actually supposed to be brown. But we, for some reason, made it white by enriching it. And so if we're eating just regular non-organic cheese and white bread and some slice of deli ham, then we're going to feel heavy and we're going to get little to no nutritional value, never mind energy or vitality. So we're running low. We're running vitamin and mineral deficient. We're going to be more prone to depression and feeling heavy and feeling dark and craving more digital interaction because the computer breeds that kind of non-bio life energy. So going outside, seeing the green, seeing the trees, seeing animals like birds or any kind of wildlife, water, running water, any of that is bio life energy. Getting your feet barefoot on the ground is bio life energy. If you can, better yet, stand against a tree or lay down on the ground as if you're laying out in the sun and in the sun at the beach, then that is going to get you reconnected to the Earth's biofield as opposed to connected to the more artificial world that we've created with all of the Wi-Fi. So the electromagnetics of our system get a little bit messed up and distorted, and then we also are left to feel lower energy and vitality because we don't have as much bio-life magnetism and electricity running through our field because our life force or our chi or our prana is distorted out of its vibrant, electromagnetic, rich biofield state that surrounds each of our physical bodies. Then there's the concept, going back now to what I was talking about, the question from Access Consciousness, or the quote about 98% of what we have for thoughts are actually not ours because we are that empathic or that much of a sponge or that psychic. And for now, let's just leave it without going, because it's so many shows at once, to talk about Greg Braden's Zero Point is a good book to start. And I believe Greg Braden will be coming on later on in the season to talk about the different parts of the Earth, the solar system, our galaxy, our universe, different things that are happening at those different levels that are impacting us and making us feel this density and this heaviness, contributing to it, not making us, but contributing to it. And so if we're around people who complain, or we're around people who feel like victims, or we're around blamers, which are also victims, because if I'm a victim, then I'm not seeing how I can take charge of my life. If we're feeling all of a sudden depressed or low energy or tired, then that means we're in the company of somebody who is feeling that way. So we make our own choices. I'm not going to suggest get out of the company of that person, but what I am going to suggest is think of possibly shielding yourself. I know for myself, when I came back to the States after the 10 years, 2 months before 9/11 and 2 years into Obama's administration, I came back. So I was gone that whole time. I came back to a very different United States, one that was full of a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. And so in a lot of tightness around money, unlike what I had experienced before in the country, just omnipresent and omnipresent fear and omnipresent pharmaceutical drug commercials and omnipresent medications in the presence of the healthcare industry and or the medical Western medical system, just a very different country. And why I'm saying that is because I realized I didn't want to take on the collective when I came back from my 10 years in Asia. I had been doing my own healing on myself, my own growth, my own evolution on my path over in Asia, and I came back and I had not been a part, plugged into this collective consciousness in America, and I imagined an astronaut's, kind of like lost in space, an astronaut's bubble around my head so that I wouldn't take on what I've just described. And you can think of it as a shield or a protective bubble, however you want to think of it. But if you are in an environment, if your workplace for right now is not your optimal workplace, that visualization really helped me and has continued to help sustain me. So on that note, when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about how to work with our actual thoughts themselves, as well as do some good theta healing in this show, in the remaining part of the show, on some of these fear-based thoughts and these anxious-based thoughts and the fear of lack and not enough, so we can feel much lighter. Cheers. Thoughts are things. Quantum physics found at the turn of the 20th century, at around 1905 to around 1920, increasingly replicating the studies, and over again saw that they could no longer study at the subatomic level under a microscope anything because when they had expectations in their mind, it affected and impacted the things that being studied. They also discovered that, in fact, the world doesn't break down to physical matter, particles, but lower than particles or at a more base fundamental level are actually waves. And these waves are energy, and these waves respond to vibration, hence vibrational medicine or sound healing. Vibrational medicine, some examples are flower essences, and we're going to have Patricia Kaminsky on next week of the American Flower Essence Society, talking about this absolutely lovely core healing modality. Flower essences really get to the soul all the way up, through the mind, body, spirit, the beautiful, and very gentle. And crystals are vibration, an example of vibrational medicine. You could say energy healing is an example of vibrational medicine. So they found out that everything is actually at the base of it all energy. So a chair is vibrating at a slower rate than a high spiritual thought. So time travel, there's a certain speed and we can't keep up, that it takes light years ahead, how we say things like that, and we've heard things like that. That's what I'm talking about. So I've done some energy healing sessions here in South Africa, and it's been an interesting contrast between, at a generalized level, the Americans versus the South Africans versus the expats who I worked with from all around the world in Taiwan, versus the Americans prior to leaving for Taiwan. And as of recently, let's just stay with in the last year and a half, I'm upon my return to America and coming out of the classroom full-time and doing part-time healing work into the full-time healing work. It seemed like almost everybody that came to me, American now, was running, needed to be made to feel safe. I'm going to say that again. It seemed like everybody that was coming to me needed, in that very first treatment at least, to be made to feel safe. Like they just felt beat up. Okay, so our thoughts are things. They're just like energy. Well, they are energy. And they have a certain kind of, if you think of when you were tuning a digital radio station, it has to go into the radio station signal. I've been losing my internet connection during this show, so it's going to be a patchy show. Thanks if anybody's still hanging in there with the live version, because I've been off for about 7 minutes now trying to get an internet connection that would stick. So it's kind of like that when we're looking to get on Wi-Fi. So we said different thoughts have different signals. Happy thoughts will send out one kind of signal, and unhappy thoughts will send out another kind of signal. Pain will send out one kind of signal, and gratitude will send out another one. And the universe operates on many laws, obviously, but a law of magnetics is key when it comes to our thoughts, and the law of like attracts like, also another key when it comes to our thoughts. So I'm leaving this at a very basic level, so that if we come from a family that's used to struggling, then we grew up with a subconscious that absorbed that idea that life is about struggling. And if we observed parents who fought with neighbors, not necessarily just with themselves, in a household that fought a lot, and there's a lot of strife in someone growing up, then we're going to think that that's the way the world is, because from ages 0 to about 6 to 8, we're little sponges, and it's kind of like, how do we work this down here on this plane, in this planet, in this body? Oh, so that's how mom does it, that's how dad does it, that's how Uncle Joe, my favorite uncle, does it, that's how my brother Joe does it. So it's kind of like that. We absorb what's around us from ages 0 to 8, and that's at a subconscious level. And so it's really kind of crazy, because we can be working on an issue or thinking that we've healed it or thinking that we've moved beyond this thing in our life at the conscious level. But another statistic that we talked about with the Brent Phillips show, the Master Theta Healer out of LA 2 weeks back, was that our subconscious contributes to about 85% of what shows up in our daily life, if not closer to 90, and some say 95, in that our conscious mind is only responsible for that 5 to 15, depending on what school of thought you sit in, with the amount. We need to work with the subconscious, because that's actually very much what's sending out signals. And so what I'd like to do now is go on into a theta healing and work with some of those signals that might still be, even though we think that, you know, we've moved forward consciously, we still may be in a struggle mode. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, let yourself relax, and I'm going to go ahead and get into theta. This is a very down-home Allison radio show this week. Some of the core teachings you're getting this week. Good stuff. Getting back to the basics as I'm in free South Africa. Freedom. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief from all the listeners, both now and in the future on the recordings. At the core level, at the genetic level, at the history level, resolving it, please, at the history level and at the soul level. I am meant to struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to struggle. No. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. Life is meant to be a struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, life is meant to be a struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I am meant to struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to have ease. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. Life is meant to be a struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, life is meant to be full of ease. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling to all the listeners, both now and in the future, on the recorded version of life being filled with ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling to each of the listeners being meant to have ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, being meant to have a life filled with ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I can't, yes, replacing it with I can, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of I can. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, knowing they can. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being able to, or the Creator's version of yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. There is never enough. Yes. Replacing it with, there is never enough. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. There is never enough money or time. Yes. Replacing with, there is never enough money or time. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I always have only just enough money. Yes. Replacing it with, I always have more than enough money. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of always having more than enough money to all the listeners. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, having more than enough money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of abundance. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I am meant to live a restricted life. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to live a restricted life. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I am meant to live a restricted life. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to live a free life. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of freedom and of living a free life. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, living a life of freedom, free of restriction and limitation, for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of living with freedom while in body. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I am unworthy of joy. Yes. Replacing it with, I am worthy of joy. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the feeling of being worthy of joy. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, feeling worthy of joy. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of joy. Show me. Peace. Much love, y'all. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.